Okay, haven't put one of these things out in quite a while. But, pretty happy tonight. The election in Quebec, where reason and tolerance and intelligence defeated petty ethnic nationalism. If you don't know, the Parti Québécois, who their raison d'être is to have Quebec separate from Canada, and a larger thing is, I guess, Quebec nationalism. They were defeated tonight by the Quebec Liberal Party, who has their own problems, no doubt. Corruption scandals and stuff back the old Charest government. But the thing that this election came down to is that they proposed this Charter of Quebec Values that said that people that lived, that worked for the Quebec government, including university professors, medical doctors, etc., would not be allowed to, quote, wear religious symbols. That would include, like, a hijab for a woman, a turban, a yarmulke, things like that. And it comes down to, you hear people say, Quebec nationalists, separatists often will tell you that it's inclusive and they want to include everybody in this and it's a big project, Quebec sovereignty. But it comes down to this. This was basically that the old guard of Quebec nationalists basically believe that if you're not white, a white francophone that descends from the people that colonized North America in the 1600s, you're not one of us. There's actually an expression, you know, les autres, the others. Using sort of a sociology expression, the other. And they were soundly defeated tonight. Soundly defeated. Indeed, the premier of Quebec, Pauline Marois, defeated. Got her ass kicked in her own riding. So she's no longer even a member of the National Assembly. So that pleases the hell out of me. I don't know that this ends the whole thing. I think it puts it in the back burner for a long time. The interesting thing is that the data show that who's interested in Quebec separating from Canada is old people. You know, not only, but that's where the support comes from. It's not from young people. Young people, on average, realize that the important thing is people should get jobs and have a good life. You know, like everyone else in the world thinks. And they aren't so worried about what language you speak, or what color your skin is, or what kind of hat you wear. So I'm damn proud that Quebec showed again that it's the coolest province in the country. Because I remember a Miss Canada contestant years ago in the 70s said that Canada was the cake and Quebec was the icing. And I've always thought that, but you know, the most exciting, excellent, cool bits of Canada actually are from Quebec, and not to say anything bad about where I come from. Though my family's from Quebec originally, I will say that the most... Canada is Canada because of Quebec. And because of Ontario and Alberta and all these other places. But what makes us interesting and distinct and different from other countries is the fact that we can live together in relative harmony. And to me, that's an important thing. And on a bigger note, it's it just shows that people think instead of using their sort of bizarre, banal gut instincts these sort of things that have been wired into us from all these years of evolution. Don't trust people different than you. People rejected that. This was a referendum on having another referendum. And they're not going to have one. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud that the province that where my family comes from and where my wife's family all live, is logical and doing things based on evidence instead of based on their gut. And that makes me proud to be a Canadian. I'm proud to say that I've got the Quebec heritage. I'm proud to be a person, a human, you know, because, like, there were times during this where you saw people just saying things that were just disgusting, the most divisive, horrible, nasty, making Preston Manning and Stockwell Day look reasonable to me is something. I'm not going to go into that if you don't follow Canadian politics. But is there always work to do in Canada? Always, of course. But we have realized, the people of Quebec realized, and I hope the rest of the country realizes what happened tonight, is that Quebec has just said, we like being Canadian. The PQ have been saying since 1970 when they formed, we don't want to be part of Canada. And the people of Quebec have rejected this twice in a referendum. And whenever there's been an election that clearly ran on that platform, it gets rejected. And when this horrible, disgusting, racist, xenophobic, neo-fascist bullshit, which is, those aren't words I throw around very lightly either. When that kind of stuff is out there and people realize what it means, the people of Quebec are good people like the rest of the people in this country. And they've rejected this. And did they vote Liberal? Yeah. Did they vote for a party that's under investigation for corruption in the Charbonneau Commission? Yes, they did. But they voted for it because, seems to me anyway, I haven't seen any exit poll data yet, I don't know. But my analysis of this, and I think a lot of others, is that they voted based on, let's get rid of the old guard and this bullshit, petty ethnic nationalism. All that ethnic nationalism ever does is lead to wars and famine and genocide. I'm not saying that's what this would lead to, but I'm saying that's the history of ethnic nationalism. This is a country. This is a country that is built on ideals and values that involve tolerance and respect. And that charter had nothing to do with those two things. I said two, right? Ethnic, but tolerance and respect, I think it's two. So I'm pretty happy about this. Will it come back? Yeah, it might. But the nice thing is, when you look at the numbers, recent polls, it shows that people just don't want to do this. They don't want a referendum. They don't want to say that people that have moved here of their own accord and want to be here in this country should be forced into some monoculture. And that, to me, is a really powerful thing. And it makes me proud to be a Canadian. I'm proud to say that my family comes from Quebec. And especially proud, frankly, to say that my family comes from Montreal. Because take a look at the results in Montreal. And take a look at the results in Quebec City. Because where Isabel's family's from. Because they have the same attitude. The same... They rejected this. The best part is PKP. This guy that, if you don't know who he is, ran Quebec Or, etc., and quit his job there to, you know, make Quebec a country. He's a billionaire. And now he's got to sit as an opposition member of the National Assembly. You just sit there for the next 4 years and just sit there quietly and think about what you've done. He, for all I know, he'll be the next member, leader of the PQ, because Pauline Marois is done. Bitch. And I've had just about my fill of ethnic nationalism. We see what's happened, and look at what's happening in Ukraine. Bullshit ethnic nationalism. Instead of building institutions, it's all based on the language you speak and what version of fucking God you worship or whatever. You know, it's funny. Quebec threw off the reins of the Catholic Church years ago. And then it got a new religion, Quebec nationalism. And it's just, it's heartening to know that where my family comes from and where I have a deep bond has said, no, we're not like that. We're better than that. That's not us. That's not us. So tonight I'm just proud to be a Canadian and happy as well that spring's here. Yeah, springtime is here for Quebec, perhaps. I just wanted to mention that. Just damn proud of it. And now we can get back to real stuff. In Quebec, in Canada. It's just now got playoffs. Leaving a little Anakin Slade here. Now, I will say that I believe this version mentioned Mike Commissaire. But maybe 25 years. Probably not. I'll see you again in a couple of months.
Here's a rap from the cradle of organized sports, where we come together for a common cause. I remember number 24, cheers busting out every house, every home. Hard to believe it's so long ago, and I know we got a long, long way to go. I believe this city's got a chance to cop it, so I bust my commissary shirt and rock it. Smoke to the ghost of the rocket, told me once the wheels are in motion, can't stop it. Yeah, I thought back to that 10-minute old, when his teardrops blessed the bell sent to flow. Put a lot of thought to what I'd rhyme about. How can I wrap my mind around locking number 25 down? There can never be a better time than now.
Yeah. Adrian Mann following the play, even from the short side, there is again. Scores! Adrian
Mann! There can never be a better time than now.
I believe that it's meant to be, and isn't it a light 93? With waving hands, we hold it high, and raise number 25 to the sky. I believe we're right in the mix, and isn't it a light 86? With waving hands, we hold it high, and raise number 25 to the sky.
Let's party all night for the red, blue, and white. Shine bright like the plasma relight. It's been 100 years, 1909, and in a quarter of that time we paraded with pride. And if this year we win number 25, you could bet there'd be elated celebrating citywide. Yeah, once in a while I pass by the Big O and think since we lost the team we haven't been exposed. So I climb the tower, raise the glass up to the scrolls, and I snatch the torch and pass it to the ghost. I know this 25th crusade won't fail, and we'll be sipping from the holiest of grails. Yeah, sometimes if by the numbers were defined, 23, 11, 27, 10, and 9, and maybe number 1 if you've seen the signs. Cause this year I'm feeling and believing 25.
Voivod qui est arrêté par Rosival, la rondelle revient à André Costa.